All right, guys and gals, let's talk about MVMT. You know, that watch company that caught your attention with their incredibly stylish watches and brilliant ad campaigns? Well, that company has grown like crazy. And now, with almost 2 million watches sold in over 160 countries, they continue to revolutionize fashion on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. I don't know if you have checked the site out lately, but they have doubled the number of watch styles and are still expanding. These guys are unstoppable. MVMT has come far from being crowdfunded kids working out of a living room. In the past year, they have not only introduced a ton of new watch collections for both men and women, but also expanded to sunglasses and fashion-forward bracelets for her. I personally love the Chrono collection and own the Gunmetal 45mm. It's sleek, simple, and quite frankly, it makes me feel like a little bit of a baller and looks great with every t-shirt I own. Another thing I love, it's not constantly reminding me of how inactive I am with annoying sounds and vibrations, especially when I'm dealing with the Sunday scaries on my couch. Hey, smartwatches, keep your judgy alerts to yourselves. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/factor. See why MVMT keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to mvmt.com/factor. FACTOR. Join the movement.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to Hard Factor. It is Thursday, August 23rd. Our top stories for the day. Mark's going to take one about a string of terrifying murders in Cancun.
Cancun, the Chicago of Mexico. Just kidding. Every city in Mexico is the Chicago of Mexico.
Pat's going to do one. He's going to continue his educational series on challenges. This one's about the fire challenge.
This challenge has the internet ablaze.
Literally. All right. I'm going to do one about human ancestors who were different species, but they all fucked each other anyways. And then Wes is going to take the soft corner, tossing Verizon in the soft corner for throttling wireless speeds for California firefighters.
Yeah, Verizon would love the fire challenge.
All right, take it away, Mark.
8 bodies, several of which, or some of which, were dismembered and shoved in plastic bags, were discovered on the streets of the Mexican resort city Cancun, prosecutors said on Tuesday. So authorities made 2 of the 8 grisly discoveries late Monday night around midnight into Tuesday morning in the trunk of a taxi. It was a man and a woman who were found dead inside the vehicle's trunk, which was parked outside a shopping mall. So not a great shopping day for them.
Whoa. Yeah, what did the taxi guy say?
That's an interesting question. He fled the scene because he probably knew there were dead bodies in his trunk.
Wait, yeah, so did he know that there were dead people in his trunk? Or?
Oh, it seems like it. Authorities have said he fled the scene. They might want to find him.
Authorities say, we have no clue who that guy works for. Definitely not the cartel, but we don't know. We're still looking.
Right. The cartel certainly has a taxi system. The bodies of 2 men that were dismembered in plastic bags were also located in a separate spot. So there's your plastic bags. They were found. And then on Tuesday, authorities found 1 man bound and shot to death. Another man was killed while lying in a hammock.
Wait, hold on. He killed in a hammock?
Yeah, relaxing death.
Man, there's a special place in hell for guys that kill someone in a hammock.
Another person was shot dead and covered in a plastic bag. So the last guy wasn't dismembered and placed in a bag. He was just murdered, and then a bag was like placed over top of him. So they must have ran out of time.
Lazy.
Or that cartel member just doesn't get the artistry behind the chopped off dick in a bag gag and the old switch this guy's hands and put it in the other guy's bag so it looks like he's got 2 different hands, and then it'll confuse everyone, but it's funny gag.
They're like, hey, Snake, you sure you have enough bags before you leave?
Yeah, I'm covered on bags. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Oh, we're going to have to chop this guy up.
You think this is my first mass murder?
Yeah, of course I've got fucking plastic bags. Also, if you're keeping count, you may have noticed I only talked about 7 bodies. So if you're good at math or you're following along, 7 bodies, and I said 8 earlier. Well, that's because officials would not reveal details of the 8th body. because it was so fucking grisly. So use your imagination on that one.
Wow.
Any guesses on what happened to him?
Too grisly to release in Mexico. I don't know. That probably cock in his own mouth.
Yeah, it's definitely cock in his own mouth.
Does it have to do with a bag?
It might have had to do with the bag.
Although, cock in his own mouth covered by a bag, plastic bag.
Yeah, that's it. There it is. You heard it here first. So the U.S. State Department issued a travel warning for people traveling to the Mexican state, Quintana Roo, where Cancun and Cozumel are located. But good news, it wasn't in response to these eight bodies that were found. It's just a coincidence that they released it hours afterwards. It could have been because of the five bodies found brutally murdered and stuffed in a car earlier this year, like some sort of fucked up clown car situation. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, they're like, we're over 10 bodies now. Release the warning.
Release the warning. also, none of the deaths occurred in Cancun's beachside hotel zone. They were like close to an hour away. Thank God. It's not a big area, but they weren't like in the resorts. So if you can get a plane to fly you like over top of a resort and you want to parachute out into the buffet line, you might be all right.
Five bodies in a car is a lot of bodies to fit in a car.
They really had to stuff them in there.
In a roomy car.
So the internet has some things to say about this. Jennifer Garza Ellis says, unless you all are out looking for drugs, selling drugs, or doing anything else you shouldn't be, you will be fine. I love the Rivera Maya. So Jennifer Garza sounds like she's really bad to be on vacation with.
What a square.
Doing drugs. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's step one when you get on vacation. It's like check into the hotel, then find a coke dealer.
Yeah, I can't believe I wasn't murdered in Cancun. Jonetta Lewis says, they being saying this for years, and I've been three times. Just recently, this past June 2018, just take God with you wherever you go and you'll be fine.
Tell that to the guy in the hammock.
Bring God with you in your suitcase and you'll be all
right. Go with Christ, bro.
Yeah.
I haven't been killed yet.
Here at Hard Factor, we take our responsibility of keeping you up to date on all things very seriously, but especially when it comes to what teenagers are challenging each other to do on the internet. Whether it's eating Tide Pods or pouring boiling water on their friends while sleeping, teenagers are nothing if not entertaining, and as we're now learning, very flammable.
What do you mean?
The latest challenge that is setting the internet and young adults ablaze, the Fire Challenge. What is the Fire Challenge?
What is it?
It's simple. You pour flammable liquid on yourself, then light yourself on fire, and then post a video to the internet. That's it.
Oh, that is easy.
Yeah.
It's like the monk challenge.
It's like the monk challenge. The liquid of choice for most teens is rubbing alcohol. And similar to the hot water challenge, which we covered earlier this year, the game has losers and it has winners. And today's loser or winner, depending how you look at it, is 12-year-old Tamaya Landers, who's been hospitalized with severe burns after participating in the challenge. Her mother, Brandy Owens, was awoken to a loud pop. Wonder what that was. That echoed through her home. Moments later, Owens saw her daughter, Tamaya Landers, running down their hallway, engulfed in a fireball that covered almost her entire body. And she was quoted,
while holding a cell phone facing her.
Yes. Yes. Footage first. You got content. She was quoted as saying, "It was so traumatizing to see her on fire." Deep words from a mother. Yes. Tamaya was burned on 49% of her body, which is pretty serious, and which, if you ask me, shows a lot of grit because she fought to maintain majority control of her body over the burns. So in this case, we got to order a W, I think. Let's take it to the internet. Dr. Dulia Wax, who's a professor at Truro University, says teenagers, quote, don't appreciate the danger of fire.
They sure as fuck don't, it sounds like. Yeah. Jesus.
Teenagers are stupid.
Yeah,
pretty much. And then we got another quote from an actual participant, another participant in the Fire Challenge. It's Lan Seb, and this is from his Fire Challenge video, says, "Wasted all my alcohol on this." And then he proceeds to light himself on fire.
Dude, the best part about this is all the tags. He's got pound, hashtag tag a friend, hashtag humor, hashtag just comedy, hashtag viral, hashtag Fire Challenge.
It's just for laughs.
He's an idiot.
These kids are so stupid, man. Like, you can't take it any further. It's just going to be the murder challenge next. You have to sneak up on your friend and kill him in their sleep.
Yeah, get it murder challenge.
Yeah,
I think this is less fucked up though than the hot water challenge because at least you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, potentially. But it is theorized that a lot of this is coming from peer pressure. So you take teenagers and the internet and you throw a flammable liquid in there and it gets dangerous. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure these kids are just doing it without any encouragement.
Yeah. You could give instructions on video to anybody, actually any age at this point, and they would just do exactly what you say.
Just ask Asia Argento.
Exactly. Hard Factor called it first. All right, moving on to ancient humanoids who crossbred with one another. And so 90,000 years ago, there were all kinds of genetically unique human-like species or hominins living on the Earth. There were our direct ancestors, Homo sapiens, that's modern humans. And in Russia, there were at least two other types of hominins, Neanderthals, which most people are aware of, and another one called Denisovans. And so recent news on this, an article released by Nature, which is a scientific journal, on August 22nd, revealed details about an archaeological dig in Russia that discovered the remains of a 13-year-old female skeleton who was half Neanderthal, half Denisovan.
What? Get the fuck out of here. What?
Right. Yeah. So it's like, it's big news because that's two different species, right? Or subspecies of humans. It's not like racial stuff. It's like, this is like two different animals.
It's a love story, really.
Right. Yeah. And so not only was she interbred between the two species, her DNA analysis revealed that her family had been interbred between them for generations. So this was like a little area where it was super common for these two species to interbreed and have kids that way.
I'm gonna call it right now and say that Denisovans must have been pretty ugly, because we all know Neanderthals were ugly. And guys don't like fuck, you know, ugly chicks generally. They're not usually attracted to us. So I'm guessing the guy was a Denisovan, and they're really ugly.
It seemed to go both ways.
You could.
It's funny you say that, though, because Homo sapiens, that's modern humans, they entered the same area in Russia about 40,000 years ago. So 50,000 years after this girl was around. And they were known to interbreed with the other hominin species and subspecies as well. So when Homo sapiens got there, they were probably banging the Neanderthals and the Denisovans too. Which is crazy to think about.
Much better looking group of people, the Homo sapiens.
Hold on, let me challenge Mark's theory here real quick. Which species had the biggest junk? Because that's an X factor that we're not really considering.
That's true. Maybe Neanderthals probably had some huge dongs.
It sounded like the Homo sapiens were just really cold.
Yeah, I think Neanderthals were too.
You mean because they didn't have jackets?
Were cold. The Homo sapiens were just bullied into getting like into a cave with these Neanderthals.
yeah, exactly.
Couldn't escape.
My money's on the Denisovans having the most big dick energy.
Nice.
Anyways, comments from the internet. Obviously, you might imagine strict creationists aren't too happy. Alan Moore on Facebook says, "There has only ever been one human species. It seems that the definition of species has to be blurred to support the lie that is evolution."
Preach, Alan. So, preach.
Yeah, so yeah. Alan's getting it done on Facebook.
You know you're an angry guy when Nature magazine gets you fired up, Alan Moore.
Yeah. can't handle to just think about the possibility of two slightly different humanoid species breeding together. It's just not possible. It just boils your blood, because that's not what the Bible says. All right, that's it on that one.
This week, we are slamming Verizon Wireless and their anti-firefighting data plans into the soft corner.
Sitting in the corner of the macho man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
Because Verizon throttled devices being used by firefighters to fight the largest fire outside of the sun. Apparently, in the height of the largest fire in California's dry-ass history, the Mendocino Complex fire, Verizon decided to throttle or slow down the speeds of devices being used by the Santa Clara Fire Department, mainly a command center vehicle known as the OES-5262, which is used to track, organize, and prioritize routing of resources from around the state and country to sites where they are most needed. Without it, resources could be deployed to the wrong part of the fire, the wrong fire altogether, or not even deployed. So pretty important.
Just the greatest technological advancement in the history of firefighting.
Yeah, just the most important thing.
But they were just using too much data, so Verizon wasn't down.
Right.
Exactly.
We didn't take it down. We just slowed it to a crawl.
Yeah, we just made it really frustrating to fight those fires.
Even after they notified Verizon that they were fucking with a pretty important operation going on, the throttling continued. I mean, it's pretty similar to like Uber spiking ride rates during like a mass shooting or something like that.
They throttled them to what was described as dial-up speeds.
Yeah, it was like 1/200th of like normal speed.
Yeah,
it was like
they're sitting there they're Googling and trying to stream a video like how to put out a forest fire, and it's just not loading.
Right. By the time they located the fire, it's like when the radar jumps when you're looking at the weather, the fire is just in a completely different area.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous. So Santa Clara County Fire Chief Anthony Bowden is pretty pissed off about this. He writes in a declaration, quote, "This throttling has had significant impact on our ability to provide emergency service. Verizon imposed these limitations despite being informed that throttling was actively impeding county fire's ability to provide crisis response and essential emergency services." So,
They fucking knew. They fucking were informed of it.
They knew. They were informed many, many times. Bowden also said that while Verizon also ultimately did lift the throttling, it was only after County Fire subscribed to a new, more expensive plan.
It always amazes me what gives different people boners. It's like some people it's chicks, some people it's dudes, some people it's impeding a major rescue effort against a fire.
How the fuck do you upcharge firefighters?
Exactly.
Who the fuck hates firefighters? It's unbelievable. Do you think the CEO is like pacing around his office screaming at his assistants about how much data the firefighters were hogging trying to fight the fucking fires? It's absurd. Fuck Verizon.
Yeah, maybe he got cucked by a firefighter. A firefighter fucked his wife.
Could be. Verizon has claimed that the issue was, quote, a customer support mistake, but try telling that to David, who's sifting through the ashes of his house, Verizon. So, pretty fucked up situation. Verizon definitely deserves to be in the soft corner on this one. I don't know what else to say, really.
Yeah, you've said it all.
I mean, they're complicit in the property damage and any lives that were lost, undoubtedly.
I will say, yes. I'd still, even after this story, rather have Verizon than Sprint.
It's true. Can't argue with
me
that.
Me too. I just recently switched. I recently switched, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Have you seen their coverage map? Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's the major topics for the day. Some of the ones we couldn't get to. Hawaii's bracing for a huge Category 4-5 hurricane called Hurricane Lane. It's scheduled to hit the islands Thursday and be around for the entire weekend.
Jesus, what? There's going to be like an earthquake next. They got volcanoes, hurricanes, poor people over there. Jesus.
No matter what size category the hurricane is, you better be scared of a hurricane with such a boss name. Hurricane Lane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a boss name. All right, Urban Meyer gets a 3-game suspension for helping to cover up a domestic abuse accusation levied against his former assistant coach, Zach Smith.
That's just a weird story all around. I think that guy was with him at Florida and like beat up his wife or girlfriend at the time, and Urban Meyer did report it back then, and he didn't now. I don't know what's going on, but it's weird.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of bad decisions by Urban Meyer. So he only gets 3 games, so lucky him. Goldberg of WWE fame contacted the authorities for having his Twitter quote-unquote hacked by somebody who then made threats to beat up President Trump.
I think he got hacked by an 18-pack of Coors Light.
This has been a bad month for the Goldbergs. Mighty Ducks Goldberg got arrested for meth last month, and now this.
True. Good point. All right, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Hard Factor on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever podcast service you use. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you all have an amazing weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.